Mike Day, you've been in the estate agency industry for 45 years, and you said the internet was the first seismic change in estate agency, and the second one will be COVID. What do you mean by that? What is COVID going to do to the estate agency industry going forward? Talk to me.
I think the internet clearly has changed the world, and technology off the back of the internet has done that. COVID is forcing people, whether they like it or not, to reevaluate everything about their lives, their business, and indeed how they conduct themselves personally, how they want to live their lives. So it's having those changes for everybody in every industry. But in the estate agency sector, there was change already happening in terms of the move perhaps away from high streets, the use of technology, different marketing with portals, all of these different things, qualifications, better management of people, all of these things were happening. COVID is accelerating.
It's almost turboed them on, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And for those who haven't put their foot on the gas, they are potentially at risk of being the losers. Okay. And history, remember, is always written by the winners.
Okay, so I mean, the first one's got to be high street, okay, the premises. Where do you think that's going?
Well, I think the reliance on high street premises is reducing. I actually did when I did my MBA 20 years ago, it was on the internet and its effect on estate agency. I opened what would now be regarded as a hybrid agency in 2003. Had premises, but they were non-high street premises. So I actually believed in it. That was 17 years ago. Probably too early. I was probably ahead of the game, and actually it didn't quite get as far as I wanted it to. Now, of course, it's probably more of the norm.
Yes.
So I don't feel that the need for a high street premise is anywhere near as great as it was. But if I had one, I would be making the most of it.
How would you make the most of it?
I would be telling people that it was the most important thing that you needed. Did you know, Chris, that 37.5% of my sales come from people walking in through my front door? But the reality is, it's become a given. It's become a given. Agents, when they first went away from premises, started telling people, oh, well, you don't pay as much fee to me because I haven't got a premise. Wrong message. They should be saying, I do things differently. Now it could be that a high street office is doing things differently, in which case play up that point of difference. It does give you something. You're paying whatever you're paying for your premises. Take advantage of it. It is a 24/7 advertising hoarding, even if the Mongol hordes aren't rushing through the door.
Because let's be honest, I think a lot of estate agents, they just treat it as it could be in an industrial unit, but the piece of grass is on the high street, so they've got a quick nip to Costa. But that's their only advantage.
Yeah, I mean, and also one of the things that hasn't yet changed in estate agency, apart from perhaps the smaller and the self-employed model where people are maybe available more 24/7. Typical high street estate agents are effectively Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, and yet high streets have become nighttime economies, or they were pre-COVID with restaurants and bars and things. And the contact time for people, it's much easier to get hold of people between, say, 5 o'clock and 7:30 in the evening than it is between 9 and 5. And yet estate agents are open 9 to 5. Techlet, the technology business that I'm involved with, 40% of the actions that take place through the platform take place outside of normal business hours. Amazon, look at the growth of Amazon, and particularly during COVID. You can order something at 8 o'clock at night, it turns up on your doorstep the next morning. Now, we can't quite deliver a house in the same way, but there's elements to that service that estate agents need to be thinking about changing.
What about the power of portals and the people? How's that going to change? I mean, let's look at the people. Mm-hmm. We mentioned self-employed estate agency. Yep. Do you think a lot of agents will go down the self-employed route, the broker route?
Some will, but I don't think that that's the only route. But what I do think will happen with people is that there will be less of them in the industry, but they will be better quality paid better.
Okay, and what about your opinion on the YouMove model believes in the personal agent, where basically the very same person goes from arranging the valuation to going on the valuation to doing all the viewings to taking all the offers and then doing the sales progression thereafter. Do you think that's going to be a way forward? Because at the moment, that we, you know, we section them off into neg, valuer, and sales chasing.
Well, some do and some don't. But I think it depends on the size and scale of your business a little bit. I think it's very difficult to be taking on 25 houses a month, selling 15 houses, looking after them or whatever, and doing all of that successfully as one person. So I think you have to look at that. But one of the downsides of the business is too much compartmentalisation, because it means the valuer doesn't know anything about sales progression, for example.
I mean, instead of employing like one valuer and two negs and an accompanied viewer, could you not just employ three valuers whose job it is to do less valuations, but to do the whole thing?
Yeah, and I think remuneration structures go with that. When I came into the business, I did everything. I learnt everything, and probably the
next
same
you're going to tell me that you used to stick photos on. Before that, you had the old windy up thing.
Chris, we didn't have photographs. Okay, I go back to property details without photographs on them, and the Ronio Gestetner machine in the basement, absolutely like Caxton's printing press, was used to smell lovely. Was a staple part of the diet. We used to cover ourselves in Swarfiga to get all this ink off ourselves. Then we had what was called a Polaroid land camera, which was a dot matrix screen that you could then take, you know, stick it under your armpit, get the photo and use that, because it would print on the early photocopiers. I mean, I remember the introduction of photocopiers. So, you know, we are going back a long time. People today just have no idea. And of course, now we've got mobile phones. People can access everything from their pocket. So there's been huge advances. Okay. And agents need to use that.
And what about the portals?
Well, of course, the portals didn't exist when I started. The portals are going to have to change, okay? They already dominate from the point of view of marketing. So you can tell a client, I'm going to stick your property on Rightmove, on the market, Zoopla, whatever, Boomin, and you can reach millions of people. But you don't know who you're reaching. So you've got to find a way of capturing the client, and that's where the value add comes back into the agent. So the issue for the portals is going to be in delivering quality leads, known leads, monetizing that traffic, as opposed to just being effectively an online advertising, which is why you've seen them go into a range of different you know, other businesses and bits and pieces. So that will evolve and change. But I see a scenario where in the next 5 years, you could be walking down a street and you've got an app in your pocket or whatever, and it beeps and it flashes up that the house you're walking past is on the market at whatever the price is, and it immediately clicks you through to the property details. So it's like a virtual sale board.
It's like the Tom Cruise film, Minority Report.
Absolutely like that. Walks into the shopping centre and it says, hello, Mr. Cruise, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. That I see definitely coming. And all of this could improve productivity in the industry, which means you don't need perhaps so many feet on the ground, but you do need really good quality feet. And therefore, the opportunity for people in the industry is to be better, deliver more productivity, and be financially rewarded better.
Thank you for your time today, Mike.
Cheers.